ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Pray and say, Father, let this thing be clear to me. Let it be so clear to me what you are trying to say to me. Let it be so clear to me what you are bringing to my life. Lord, bring it so clearly so that I will build conviction. Conviction is key to your journey as a Christian. Without conviction, you may spend a lot of time in frustration. And if you do not want a confused life, you have to be convinced of the truth in the scriptures. Thank you, Father. Lord, you will help us. In Jesus' name. You know, last week I began to speak with us that I want to share with us the importance of and why we are talking about disciples. I introduced you to Emmanuel from Peace House, you remember? But we want to go back a little into discipleship. And the one, and the two, and the three. So this is the most important brother here. As far as I'm concerned. Okay. Disciple, discipler, and discipleship. I printed it so you could see it. Disciple, discipler, and discipleship. Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20. Matthew 11, 29. And then Matthew 16, 24. What's your name again, my dear? Mary. Rose. Matthew 16, 24, Sister Rose, yes. And Brother Fortunate, Luke chapter 14, verse 26. Yes. Who is reading for me? Yes. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Who is reading?
And Jesus came and spoke to them.
And spoke to them.
All power is given to me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Go ye therefore and teach all nature, baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Do I have another translation? Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Another translation, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20.
Jesus approached.
Jesus what?
Approached.
Approached.
And broke the silence.
He broke the silence.
He said to them,
All authority,
all power of the rule,
yes,
has been given to me.
Go then,
and make disciples.
That's the word. Go then and what?
Make disciples.
And what?
Make disciples.
King James says, teach. Go into all the world and teach all nations. To teach is to instruct and to make pupils. That's the root word. And another translation is make disciples. Are you having something different?
Yes, make disciples of all nations.
Make disciples of all nations. Any other translation? Go into all the world and make disciples. Make disciples. To make something involves what? When you want to make something, what does it involve? It involves first prepare the ingredients that must come together to arrive at what you are looking for. Is that not so? Is there any making without a preparation? When the Lord says to you, go and make, it means you must be prepared to make. Are you with me now? you must be prepared in order to make. Yes, please.
The message. Go out.
Go out.
And train them.
I like that. Do what?
Go out.
So, is it sit down? You know, we like to gather in church. Inside the church. What's the instruction?
Go out.
Go out.
And train everyone.
Can you imagine? Yeah, eh?
And train everyone you meet.
Go out and train everyone you meet. Oh, I like this. Go out. Go out. They say, no, let's just enjoy these fellowships. Go out. We are just here speaking in tongues for 9 hours. He said, go out. You know, we like to tell them, come. Come to our meeting. Come to our program. Come. Is that not what we like to say? What the Bible says you should do? Go out. They won't come until you go. Even the master that says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Hope you know he was saying that while he was outside. Not inside, though. He was on the go to say, come. Go and train everyone you meet. You see? Listen. I love Matthew 28 because the Great Commission is not a proclamation of the gospel. The Great Commission is not a command to proclaim the gospel. It's a command to impart the gospel. Listen to this. The church has spent time proclaiming when we have not spent time to impart the gospel. In our impartation, there's a proclamation. But we don't stop at proclamation. Actually, when you only proclaim the gospel, people's hearing will be tuned to it. So you are not with me. If you start now and say, Moki ini bi ni oruko oluwa, are people used to it? Are people used to it? I greet you in this bus, I greet you in this street, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do people stop and say, eh? Do they do that? Why? Because we've been proclaiming. We've not imparted. To impart the gospel is to train men. You're not getting it. Jesus said, go and teach all nations. You see, to teach is not to tell. Oh, you're not with me now. To teach is not to tell. To teach is beyond explanation. Teaching is not explanation. You see, there are so many teachers now who claims to explain. What Jesus commanded us to do is not to explain the scriptures. To teach is not to explain. It's more than explanation. To teach is to impart a man with the truth till it becomes his conviction that he can die believing. You are not with me. You are not with me. You listen, because you see, brother, we are looking for revival in Rugipo. And see, I'm not moved if it's only Stephen that sat. He says, we were much last week. It's not a problem, even if we reduce to two. That's not the problem. The problem is if you catch it, we will soon become many. And mind you, it's not many to say we are part of the six who has been saved. There's nothing like that. You know, I emphasize that's not the issue. The issue is what Baba said. It's Jesus we are focusing on, not anybody. As far as we are concerned, name is nothing. So, we have reduced the gospel to proclamation and others to explanation. To reduce the gospel, there's no Makayel. Please. Are you a teacher? What are you doing with Mark? Help me ask Rose. What's she doing with Mark? Okay. Are you with me now? We have reduced the gospel to proclamation and what? An explanation. And sometimes, when we proclaim and explain, we think that we have done something. This is just half of the job. And actually, the problem about this is that when you dwell on this, over time, your hearers will become hardened and familiar. Your ears become familiar with the message. And familiarity is a dangerous characteristic of growth. It's the most terrible thing that hinders growth. Familiarity. It's so dangerous. See, what you are not familiar with, you are likely to open your heart to listen to. Is that not so?
Yes,
I said, is that not so?
Yes, sir.
But what you are familiar with, once you hear,
Sam traveled.
So, proclamation and explanation makes the hearers familiar. When you stop here, listen, we must proclaim. Are you following me? Actually, our beginning point is what? Proclamation. And then what? Explanation. But to stop here is to make the hearers stagnant. When he said, go and teach all nations, it's not to explain alone. It's not to proclaim alone. It's to impart. You see, many people have not been imparted by the gospel. They have only heard the gospel. And if me and you want to be honest, is there anybody in Rugipo that have not heard the gospel? If you really want to be honest, as in, there may be, but you know it will be hard for us to say there is none. Eh? Do you meet a Muslim and say, do you know who Jesus is? And he says, who is that? Do you meet a Muslim in this polytechnic? So what's the issue? Oh, Holy Spirit. They become familiar. Do you, even our Muslim brothers are familiar with our message?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Proclamation, is it a problem to them? We disturb them every morning, 5 a.m. Is that not so? Some people are moving to, you see, but impartation is what makes the devil afraid. Satan prefers us to stay at this level. It's not a problem. But by the time we begin to impart the message, we are beginning to make disciples. Do you know largely what we do in every Sunday service is to proclaim and explain? Eh? Eh? And then you are talking and say, somebody say amen, amen. Are you following God in this service? Somebody shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, going back to Luke chapter 4, you see, we have, it's an art, A-R-T. Preaching now is an art. A-R-T. In fact, it has become an act self. To some. It's an action. Do you know? Who is the name of this handkerchief? Borrow me. Let's say this is the mic. You know how these are ministers do? This mic. And they just do it like this. Yeah, you've not seen them. Instead of them to hold handkerchief like this, you now put it like this. Let's see now. Glory to God. Are you following me? So, until we go back to what Jesus said, even you will live a useless life. Because the essence of your coming into the faith is for you first to be imparted and to carry that life to impart others. No wonder you can't share your faith. You can't share the faith you don't have. Omoris Damavizokwe, Lord preach, Tosheman Lefunwe, you were not imparted. That's why. Oh, in Koto ni o leche, ni o leche. Go and train everyone you meet. Train. Okay, let me ask you. What does it mean to train? Eh? What does the scripture mean when it says, go and train everyone you meet? You know, that's how the Message translation put it. And I think I like that translation. What shocks me is that, go and train everyone you meet. Ah, everyone you meet, okay. That place used to shock me. I said, Lord, this one you are telling me. You stop telling me this. Oh. Because to train everyone I meet is a walk. I mean, you can't imagine the walk.
That one is too, the work is too much. Holy Spirit asked me to go and train people, but everyone I meet is too much for me. You know what scripture is saying? Everyone you meet, that means everyone you meet is a potential disciple. Eh? You see, according to Jesus, he died for the world because he knows the world has capacity to believe him. There are those that will reject him, but he knows larger proportion of people in this world will choose Jesus if they understand the life, if they have been imparted. You see, someone say, "Ah, but we've told them." Mm-mm. Jesus was asking us to do more than telling. To teach is not to tell, is to impart the life. No wonder if you find out that the school system has is one of the most powerful tools in the hand of God and in the hand of Lucifer. Primary school, secondary school, university is the most powerful tool. You know why? Satan likes it so much when the people who teaches or who lectures don't know Christ. Eh? You know, he likes it. In fact, how many of our lecturers are born again? Can we say the truth? Oh, my dear, where did you go to? You ran away or something?
No.
You're welcome. Do you know Satan likes it so? That many of our lecturers are not born again? You know why? You are likely to pick part of the life of the person teaching you or lecturing you. You may argue it, but you are a combination of your teachers, as I sat down. Primary school, secondary school. There's something in them that is in you now. Even your writing. School system. The reason why you don't know what you don't know now is because there was no teacher to really explain it. Eh?
Yeah.
You didn't face wire and or jam and just say, galara skuwa, so the weakness in your teacher became your weakness. Can you imagine? You could not access the knowledge in commerce the way you should just because a teacher was not there to explain. You see now, we are largely a product of our teachers. So when he said, go and train everyone you meet, go on, man of God. Oh, man of God, you've closed the Bible.
Go out and train everyone you meet.
Everyone you meet.
Far and near.
Far or what?
Near.
Far or what?
Near.
These missions. Don't tell me you can't go far. The reason why you don't want to go far is you've not been impacted with this life. If you're impacted with the gospel, nowhere is far for you, nowhere is near. Oh, you are not with me now. They have been not like, he will also go lawyer. Ah, you've not been impacted with the life. Once you carry the life, there's no nation too far to go. Oh, we have missed something in the church. There's nothing like, I'm not a missionary. There's nothing like that. This is a command to everybody. I know God has called some people to missionary, but you see me like this. I'm just to support God's work. There's nothing. Did you see that in your Bible? Go and train everyone you meet. They told everybody to do that. They didn't say it. He broke the silence. He told them. Go on.
In this way of life.
In what?
In this way of life.
I like this. Don't go and tell people. Train them in this way of life. Don't tell them this way of life. Don't proclaim this. No, don't just proclaim over. Don't just proclaim this way of life. Don't just explain this way of life. Train them in this way of life. So if I may even ask you, have you been trained in this way of life? Or you've been told this way of life? No wonder. You see, imagine how many questions you are having. Pardon me, I'm your brother, but can I go on speaking? Now, you know, look at the struggles you yourself have. There was a time you just couldn't understand. You know, you were having sex in the dream. You didn't know where to turn to. Sometimes the pressure of life, your daddy was not too serious with the family. Daddy and mommy were always fighting. It caused problems for you. And then at a time, you were not even concentrating. You came to school, said no school fees sometimes to pay. At a time, there was school fees, but there was no food. You were so depressed because you could not pay for an handout. And for 3 weeks, you could not do quiet time because you were sad. You've not been trained in this way of life. That's why you're always like this. Up, down. 2 weeks up, 3 weeks down. And you are a regular singer. Wo mi pale, oluwa. Wo mi pale. And you think you are doing something serious. One day I was singing like the Lord said, Ti wo ban ko building to wo pale last week. To tumo. To today, another one with to wo pale. The Lord said to me, Igba oluma pari le. I can't forget that. He said, if I'm always breaking you down, and then I'm always building you, and I'm always breaking you down, and I'm always building, when will I finish what I said about your life? I said, what I thought I was, you know, you said, you are weak. You've not been trained in this way of life. How can a cultist harass you and you are shaking? Why can't we take the gospel to cultists in this? Let me tell you something. By the time we really want to go and do this way of life, you will see the backings of the Holy Ghost the way you have not seen it. You see, Holy Spirit does not work where somebody is trying to gather things. Here. Holy Spirit said, mm-mm. I said go out. I didn't say stay here. When you stay here, we will form something. Hope you know we are trying. You know we form God's presence now. Can we just bless him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel God in the house. In fact, there's nothing. I feel God in the house. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give me key F, please. Key F, please. We just try to do. I told you last time. Somebody is singing to worship, but they are still snapping it. If we begin to go out, we'll find that cultists will break down. I tell you this. You think cultists are powerful? They are not. Except you don't carry the life. Who should we be looking for in this campus revival movement? Aristos. No! Prostitute. You know what you want to do? Train them in this way of life. I'm surprised that Jesus is asking us to go and teach all nations. Excuse me, sir. Are you aware that these nations are sinners? Some of them don't know. He said, yes. That's why I said, go and teach them. Ooh. Did you see in that Bible? Go and condemn them. Romake, I know me share the Michelon. Oh, big that yet you bad me. Talk. As of when you go, run bad you can share him. I'll be sure. Talk. Matuda, the next week. Have you preached?
Yes,
have you trained?
Yes, sir.
You know that's how we preach. Some of us. Some people don't have two messages than L is real. That's their own message. Alagbere yipada, panshaga yipada, and then we keep them. Do the people know what they're doing is wrong?
Yes, sir.
Oh, do they know?
Yes, sir.
They know. They do. I went somewhere. I didn't even preach. I just came to that place. The person just they don't send pastor make one come preach to us. I meant they're already announcing to you. We'll be seeing us. So, is he ready to listen to message? No. He's just trying to say, oh, yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, we already know, they know those things. That's why I like it when I meet a person and I simply ask heart-probing questions. For example, how are you doing? Ah, fine, good. Do you mind if we can just have lunch or meet with you maybe for about 5-10 minutes? Ah, yeah, I don't mind, it's okay. I just want to ask, where is your own hope hanging? Where's your hope hanging? Where's your hope? What do you mean by hope? Do you have a hope after you leave this earth? Personally, you. You see, you are taking him from church. Don't say, you know the Bible says, he has been used to them. You, where is your hope? My hope is in Jesus now. Explain to me. And in how many years have you been living on that hope? There's a way you engage a man.
Do you want to know why my hope is strong in Christ? Can I share with you some certain experiences? Do you mind if we just discuss that over a lunch? Real life issues. That's why, you see, I'm not too quick to preach. When I started understanding the gospel, I'm not too quick. Sometimes I can sit down like this, I'm thinking, how do I? He's used to what I want to say. This man is used to what I want to say, Holy Spirit, and I don't want to waste what I want to say. And imagine if you say, let me be waiting to think of what I want to say. Hope you know Bible says train everyone you meet. So it's not something you want to sit down for 1 month saying, I'm still finding out to say what I want to say. You are still supposed to be doing it. Because the souls you are dealing with, they can perish anytime without remedy. Are you with me now? Why are we staying on this? Are you following? Discipleship is a command, not a suggestion. Go and make. Should you pray to say, brother, go and pray if you should be a disciple? Eh? They say, make him. Student in mass come, who are they? According to Jesus, who should every student in mass come should be a what? Who is supposed to make them? You. Electrical engineering. The students there are potential what? Disciples. What the Bible says you should do? Train them in this way of life. They say, Stephen, can you train Shego for me in this way of life? They say, pastors, train in the way of life. Prophet, train in this way of life. They didn't say that. They said he said it to his disciples. Are you supposed to be a disciple? Yes. And that's why each time I'm coming to Rufus Giver, honestly, you don't know, these 3 times I've come, I just told God, I said, Lord, how do you help me to help these brethren? Because the command is to train you, Rose, in this way of life. And that is more than what? That is more than what? That deals with life. You will learn life. Matthew 11:29, will not read the rest. No. Matthew 16:24. I think it's Rose reading that. Please read.
Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if anyone then will come after me, let him deny himself and take off his cross and follow.
Can we look at it from every other translation? Take note of that. If what, please?
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
If you want to follow Jesus, you must first what?
Deny
what?
Himself.
Uh-huh.
And take up his cross.
Take up his cross.
And follow him.
Look at this. The 3 stages to be a disciple. Deny. Take. Follow. You deny yourself. You take your cross. Hope you know they didn't say take up my cross. He said his cross. The cross of Christ must be your cross. You must personalize it. And the cross simply means the will of God for your life. Yes. You take up your cross and you follow. When you take up your cross, you forget anything behind to follow Jesus. Can I have another translation? It helps. Message.
Then he just went to walk on his disciples.
Eh?
He just went to walk on his disciples.
He did what? To walk on his disciples. You see that he was training them in this way of life. Yes?
Anyone who intends to come with me.
If you intend to come with me.
Ask to let me lead.
Let me lead. Oh.
You are not in the driver's seat.
You are not in the driver's seat.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you following? Excuse me. I thought that when everybody is coming to Jesus Christ, they say, please come to Jesus, just come. He will change your story. He will change your life, just come. Is that what Jesus said? So, if it was Jesus and people are rushing and they're coming, what will they do? Go back. All of you should list him first. Amplified.
And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone
desires to be my disciples,
let him deny himself.
Disregard himself. this what?
Disregard.
What is not disregard?
Lose sight of yourself. Forget himself.
Eh?
And his own interest.
Forget yourself and forget your own interest.
And take up his cross.
take up his cross
and follow me.
Cleave steadfastly to me.
Conform
to my example
in living,
and if need be, in dying also. Oh, wait, wait, please. Conform to my example in living, and if need be, you will die the way I also died. Not yours, not for the sin of the world, but for following me. This is it. This is what it means to be a disciple. Disregard himself. Now, do you know what that means? Every of your ambition and plans, where are they now? Where are they supposed to be according to that scripture? To be thrown away. He has to let me lead. I'm the driver.
Don't run from suffering.
Embrace it. Embrace it.
Follow me.
Follow me.
And I will show you how.
I will show you how. Is this what they preach in our church? And this is discipleship. No wonder people don't want to be disciples. Because to be a disciple of Jesus is to embrace suffering. Not suffering for lack of food. Willingness to suffer for his name's sake. Is to forget and deny yourself and deny your own interest. No interest again, but personal interest. Personal desire. Wanting to make money. You know, I think I told you here now that three people will be from the same family in the same church, and they will say, "Sofem to wa legbe ogomi ashaju te yo." Three people from same family will be telling themselves, "I will be the first to shine." What kind of thing is that? That's not scriptural. That is selfishness. Imagine myself and my wife are in the same church service. I say, "Tell the person beside you, my glory will shine above yours." Excuse me, we are one. So what's the first of myself? My glory will shine above yours. The two shall be one flesh. We say things without thinking. You know why? Because the devil knows the most dangerous set of people on the earth that will scatter his plan are disciples. He knows it. A disciple is enough for a whole conglomerate of demons. One, he knows. You don't need, a disciple doesn't need to be doing, he only needs to carry the life of his master and say, "Leave that place, devil." You know why? He's functioning by the authority of Jesus, not his own. Hope you know what Jesus said is, "All authority has been given to me, therefore go." Get here. Since Timothy Bagbara and is with me, you go. You know what that means? If you go now, let me see what will stop you. You don't understand. Hey, have you not seen that? You've lost something. I have witnessed this thing in my life. I found out that when we go, there are some things that happen anytime I go. And I'm wondering, Holy Spirit, I don't know that. It's not about you. I'm the one that said go. Leave me to do what I'm doing. I said, "So what is real authority?" He said, "Real authority is not the authority that is customized to you. Real authority is a backing from Jesus, who said, 'And I will be with you always.'" So you don't go and begin to say, "By my anointing." You see, it's an error. By the anointing of me. It's a deceit from Lucifer. Don't go and say, sir, some of those people are great servants of God. Yes, Peter was a disciple before Satan used him. By the anointing upon me, I speak to you. Now, when you say by the anointing on me, where does everybody's focus go? The anointing on. That's when you can bring water. Say, but if he prays on it. So we now quietly have idols, little idols, right in the temple. What I share with you out of pain. All those pastors, they are our fathers, and we're still praying for them. And we'll continue to pray for them. Because some of them trained us. The little light we're able to see, they showed us first. And so we love them. look at. I'm sure when you come through the gates, I'll give an assignment. If you are ready for discipleship, I would like you to speak with 10 people each. And that's a good one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You will have spoken to 60 people. Please, let me tell you something. If you are not ready for this thing, just go. We don't hate you. It doesn't mean we hate you. Just meet 10 people and say, have you heard about Jesus before? That's just a question. And hear the response. Ah, yes now. Write down, if out of the 10 people you meet, one will say, I've not heard. Right? You must do it too. 10 people, just say, ensure there are people you don't know. God bless you, sister. Wait. Some of them already want to go by. They already know. Once you see that, know that they know that that's what you want to say. Mark that one too as a person. Sister, I want to see you. Yes, Kenny. Kenny. Oh, Lord, Lord, let's say go. Let me tell you something. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I've observed that when you want the gospel to work, read context gospel. Yes, sir. The real context gospel that produces result is not the gospel of sister. Ekwele, my name is Adibanjo Lubenga. Ashan Loka Kirinoni. That's the one. Sorrow, no, me umubuye intifaye from Christi. So bapaye from Christi tele. Ibeye, abaye from. You see, that's not real context gospel. That's acting. That's acting. You know real context gospel? Real context gospel is as you are going your normal life. Oh, follow me. Oh, listen. I found out that Matthew 28 in the real Greek rendition is not even go into all the world. It is as you go. So Jesus already assumes you are supposed to be going. It's not prayer. Should I go, oh Lord? Send me, Lord. If you want to send me, let me know. No. As you go, make disciples. That's the real rendition. So Jesus already assumed that you should not stay. And you know, let me tell you the real context gospel. In the real context gospel, are you going to be submitting assignment or not? Eh? That's a platform to preach. You're not following. A real life. You know, somebody say, bow, let's just assignment in here. You know, somebody can ask you like that. Sister, bro, kimi. This kini koye mi. Koye. O de mi koko no ti mo mo pe kotun ye yin no ti mo mo ran ti pe koye yin. Mi mo bi a le so yen later. So assignment yen ni. Have you dropped a seed or not? You see, let it be real context. That's why I like to preach in the bus. You know why? It's a real context evangelism. And I will try to use the things that I know are familiar with us. One, prayer of not having accident is what everybody likes. So I'll say, ba she lo yoluwa, amen. Ni oruko Jesu se oluwa wa. Let me just quickly remind you. You know, I've just prayed.
Yes.
You know, I've just prayed, and they know that there's a pastor. You know, someone say, there's a pastor here. There's a pastor here. So let me quickly remind you of what you know. And that's why I tried, because I know that when I'm preaching in the bus, the first 5-10 minutes is when you have the attention.
Yes.
After 10 minutes, you will just be hearing, change me, oh, yeah, mama, let me go out by saying, and I'm preaching. So that's why immediately I start. I will quickly rush. I will trust. Sometimes I'll just trust God. Lord, which one? Which one do you have that you have this boss? I will say it. When I say it, I know you. You may do as if you didn't hear, but I know you are bad. Cherry the rest. I quickly wrap up my message and let the boss. Because I know the attention will not be sustained. Only few will listen to you. And the few that listens are originally Christians. Why are we talking about this? This is the pivot. So can we ask you this question? Are you a disciple? Let me check my time.
because you may carry this. Ooh, my goodness.
Introduction. The matter of discipleship is a crucial one. Brother, continue for us.
That if you omit, you will not have enjoyed the fullness of God the way you should. The matter of discipleship is Jesus, uncompromising demand.
Uncompromising demand.
Jesus is not requesting that you become a mere Christian, but that you become a follower willing to
yield your life to God, to serve His purpose, and even to die, not death, to die if need be. Who is a disciple? Consider the following scriptures and give answers to the question based on each verse of scripture. Luke 14:26, verse 27 and 33. We read that one alone and we answer that question. Who is a disciple? Who's reading for us? Luke 14:26, 27, and 33. Are we all there now? Luke 14:26, 27, and 33.
If any man come to me and hate not his father
and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters.
Yes.
And he doesn't hate his own life also.
He cannot be my disciple.
He cannot what? What is cannot?
Impossible.
Impossible. So why are people claiming they are Christians when they are not disciples? Jesus said, if you don't hate father, mother, and you know the word hate there is in comparison. That is, if you don't love me above, that's just meaning. You cannot be my disciple. I love my wife so much, so very much. But see, the time I confront this scripture, Jesus said, you must love me above her. And that's what makes you a disciple. That means you bring my interest, you bring her interest, you pick my interest first before her interest. What? So I better train my wife how to be a disciple. So that we'll not be having issues. So that our own interest too can be the interest of Jesus. So that, you know, we have a problem if she's not in Christ. I better train my child to be in Christ. Because if not possible, she'll be seeing that daddy loves Jesus more than me. But that's the truth. Until she casts the revelation that daddy must love Jesus more than he loves me. If not, she will feel he's sticking to Jesus and he's abandoning me. If you cannot hate father, mother, cannot be my disciple. Look at verse 27.
And whosoever does not bear his cross
and come after me cannot be my disciple. Verse 33.
So likewise. Whosoever he be of that forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple.
Excuse me. Please, somebody should now talk. According to that scripture, who is a disciple? Brother Kunle,
If any that submit all the house.
Brother Kunle, in content so ye, a jet un rudada. A rudada. Oh yeah, Brother Kunle, please again. A person that submit what?
All the house.
All. Have you some in the Bible somewhere? I see that sister shaking her head. Wow. Hey. So when you're saying, oh, go ye, Oluwa, what's God asking you of you? If you don't submit, all you have. Oluwa, don't get the togo. They say submit all you have. Which one do you not have? You see, when you enter discipleship, your prayer point changes. I'm telling you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I remember this. The Spirit of God told me to do something, and I'm going to. Once you see me about to round up, just say, that thing you said, there's a matter in the scripture we quickly touch. I believe there's a light there for us. When they said you should be a disciple, Jesus said you should be a disciple, he's simply saying, forget and forsake and give up all you have. Does that include your certificate? Does it include your certificate? So, as a disciple, what do you have? Are you seeing now? What do you have as a disciple? My car. Can you say my car? Are you seeing Bible? Do you know that devil knows? It is when you forsake all you really have that you can gain all that God has for you. It's when you forsake all you have that you can gain all God has for you. And that is when real authority of Jesus emanates from your life. You know why? There's nothing Satan can use to harass you. There's nothing he has that interests you. You are not with me. Hope you know you can only be tempted with what you like. Eh? Oh, you are not with me. There's nothing tempted. Don't say, I'm always tempted. You can only be tempted with what you like. Not what you don't like. Can I finish eating pandeyam? And you tempt me with pandeyam? Eh? Why? I'm satisfied. But if I love beans, and I pass by, and I'm very hungry, and only one jade, you know I would likely say, talong, oh! Eh? Because I'm hungry. And that's what I like. Let me ask you. Presently now, you know there was a time they give you 5 naira. Ah, thank you, Abi. If somebody give you 5 naira now, you prostrate. Excuse me. Well, eh? Will you even collect it? You know, you feel, Montoroni. Eh? You feel it's an insult. When you begin to really know the reality of Jesus, you will feel it's an insult for somebody to be luring you with the things of this world. Because when you forsake it, the reason why you forsake it is because it's a dung. When compared to what you really want to gain. So you can't tempt me with what I have forsaken. And I counted to be empty and useless. Oh, you are not following me. That's the reason why you can't offer me a job that says it's 40 million naira per annum. And I'm saying, I must get it. When I say I must get it, you see, that is because there's something in this world that I still love. Why do people not give testimony if they get a job as a primary school teacher? But as a primary school teacher in public school, teaching KG1. But if they get work in Shell or Chevron, they will give testimony. Why? Can you finish HND? And as you are praying, the Lord just say, my daughter, would you go to that school for me and go and teach primary one all your life? And you really prayed and you knew God said, I want you to be in that primary one and love the unlovable children. And somebody just dropped a letter like this for you in MTN office. And they just bring the yellow. What will you likely, do you know you likely to say, Lord, let me pray about this. Why are you saying let me pray about this? When you already knew God said, go to primary one. You now say, let me pray. Why you say to pray? There's something by MTN office that is drawing your attention. A disciple will not flaunt with wealth again. He doesn't flaunt with wealth. You know why? He doesn't have it. He doesn't say it's his possession. So everything a disciple has now is just passing through his hand. He doesn't do like this. His idols. It didn't just flow through his hand. Are you with me now? If we are like this in the church, should anybody be hungry again? Because it will just pass through our hands. See that? But when you hold the money, you become a slave of money. So, whosoever of you will not forget all that he has, he said, cannot be my disciple. So, if you really look, are people really disciples of Jesus? Many, including ministers of the gospel, are not disciples of Jesus. So, let's ask you the question. Are you a disciple of Jesus? Are you willing to forget and forsake all that you have? This is your plan for your electrical engineering certificate or your ND. That's your plan you have. Can you forsake it and say, Jesus, what do you want? I heard that in this school, some people will go and walk and take letter from anywhere and present it as IT letter. Rose, do not be caught in such. To ban save 13,000 per month. To kojo 120 million. Will be a popcorn business. And you will not carry a certificate that is not of that IT company. And you present it before the school authority. And those ones too. And you use that to start a change. You are a liar. You are a liar. Don't say. And some of those people will now come and stand in church and sing. No wonder there's nothing in our fellowships. It's empty. Because even his HND is on the foundation of what? Lies. Lies. How many people did they sat for the exam? Somebody else sat for them. And they presented it as their real exam, that they were the ones that sat for it. What is that, please? Lies. Lies. Let me tell you something. No wonder Jesus Christ, I'm expecting, Jesus is the most powerful man on earth. Is that not so? How can he live and he left with 11 people? I mean, baby, Jesus, she felt like, oh, you call me additional was just 120. And that is even after some time. Hope you know. After he rose from the dead, and then I'm sure God talk with Ario, Ogio, Ogio. Me go to people now say, Peter no re bro Peter I go Morio. Thomas, he me go for work. 120. I know I used to say that 120. The rest is zero because 120. If you remove the 12, what do you have? Zero. So it's the 12 that makes the 120. Is zero. No, they have to replace with Brother Matthias. And because after the Holy Ghost came, was he one of the members of the zeros that spoke? No, it was one of the 12. Brother Peter. How can Jesus live? Is it possible for me to do ministry and finish? And they say, Brother Winga, what have you had left? And I just say, call me all those 12 brothers. They say, excuse me, is that all you have to say? Yes, it's these 12. What kind of confidence does Jesus have? You know the confidence? I have shown them my life. He reproduced himself. And I've been telling this my brother. Imagine Kashi Sheushi. Yeah, there. I used to be like that before. Can we just welcome God's servant, the man of God, and I'll be coming, we'll be clapping. Hallelujah! The power of God is going to move in this place. Let's just raise our hands and begin to sing. Hallelujah! And everybody will sing and say, how was that service? Service. That's all they have to say. Imagine, I just finished preaching. Someone say, but I didn't preach. That's all I have to say. I finished preaching in one place. I'll never forget. After I finished preaching, the Holy Spirit was telling me, speak like this. I didn't speak like that. Speak like this. Because once person have already broken some certain revelation, also sorrow, Bible study, and I feel that money more in this insight in there. So I feel that let me really break that insight for them. I mean, let me go deep. And that was their theme of that conference or that meeting. The Lord said, speak on Jesus, the chief cornerstone. I said, no, sir, they gave me something else. The Lord said, speak on this. But I spoke on this other one, on the one they gave me, Esther. After I spoke and all of that, different depth that I called depth, or useless depth, that I called depth. By the time I gave the other call, almost all the church was on their knees. So I said to myself, you see that? The Lord said to me, you think results measures correct performance before the Father? I said, just receive them now. They were on their knees repenting. They don't know now that you have disobeyed. I said, doesn't result mean that you are correct? He said, not according to heaven's standard. And he said, do you really call that result? When people are remorse, it's very from when they are repenting. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know the thing that spoiled the whole thing? When I finished, a brother just came and did like this. Please shake. Ah! Brother, you really tried. Ah! You try. The man was saying, try. You tried. It was as if I just finished a show. Of an honorarium. I felt like a thief. To collect a money for the job I did not do. Because Kima ba fesere lole. Mogba. Can you forsake all that you have? Nothing. I said, by the grace of God, I don't have anything. Myself, my wife, we left everything. Nothing. Nothing. Who is the owner of your bank account now? Talk to somebody, say it louder. Who is the owner of your bank account?
Jesus.
Who is the owner of your certificate?
Jesus.
Who is the owner of your clothes?
Jesus.
So can you wear clothes again that you like because of the way you want to appear? Eh? Who are you going to class for now? For whom must you have distinction?
Jesus.
Are you ready for this? Let's take a little look at Esther. How many of you know the book of Esther very well? Ah, can I see your hand? Hey, you don't? Wow. Who did the first stop in here? You don't know the book of Esther? You've not read it? Tell me something about the book of Esther. How many of you know that what you practically saw in the book of Esther was discipleship? Esther has no father, has no mother. That means Esther lost guidance. The meaning of Esther is a star. Hope you know that. You know Esther means a star. Though a star, but no guidance. This is somebody that will be a star, but there is no leadership over her. The parents were dead. Actually, until there is a guidance, this star may never come out as a star. So God, in his mercy, arranged a Mordecai. There is no Esther that will get to the palace without a Mordecai. Never. It's God's system. When you think that you know it all, though you are potentially a star, you need a Mordecai. Beautiful, but need a Mordecai. Intelligent, but needs a Mordecai. A Mordecai to train. A Mordecai to nurture. A Mordecai to instruct. A Mordecai to correct. A Mordecai to protect. Don't joke with discipleship. Oh, there's no time. Let's just do a little look at some instructions. You know that the wife of the king is Vashti. Is that not so?
Yes,
I said, is that not so?
Yes,
now, can you look at the book of Esther, chapter 2? And let's start from verse 5. Esther, chapter 2, from verse 5. Who's reading for me?
There was a jewel in Susa. The capital prince's name was Mordecai. son of Jah, son of Shimei, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Carried away from Jerusalem. Let me just continue with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up who? Adassa. And he brought up who? Adassa. That is Esther. I love that word. He what? He brought up. You see, to your own understanding, brought up means he what? He raised, you know, but I like that word, he brought up. Discipleship is God's means of bringing you up. If the Lord will not help you to put over your life a hand that is a modica, you will remain low. Intelligent, but needs a modica. And he brought up Adassa, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for what? His own daughter. You see, Mordecai became a father to her. Began to nurture, raise, train. I give an assignment to go and study discipleship. And excuse me, what do you notice about Mordecai? She left all to follow Mordecai. Hope you know that Esther saw that there was nothing left. Everything left is dead. The only way I can carry life the way I ought to is to follow this man. Until you forsake that, you can't follow. Is it only Mordecai that is a relative? Are there no other people there? She left that to follow. Let me say it and close on that point. If you will not forsake all you have, we are not going to be a genuine disciple. Amen. Who is a disciple? A mature believer who himself or herself is who? Is following Christ. And living the what? Exemplary life. Who has the ability to nurture and raise others to follow Jesus the way he follows Christ. A disciple must evidently show the life and character of Christ. And because of his or her life, he or she can be trusted to lead people into the realities of following Jesus. Every disciple must grow to become a discipler. Who is supposed to be a discipler? Somebody that is mature, that can raise others, that can nurture others, that carries the example of the life of Jesus. So the question is, if we ask you to go and raise others, it means you yourself must be a disciple. And to be a disciple, you must submit in following Jesus by submitting under a man. Qualities of a true disciple. You see that I did a little rush, so I won't do too much explanation. Let's look at discipleship. Somebody should read for us.
This is a
Yes.
Jesus commanded us in Matthew 28:18 go and make disciples of all nations. So it is not an option. It is not a suggestion. It is a command for you to be a disciple of Jesus Christ by following a man or woman who follow Christ and then in turn begin to grow to lead others into a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. To the point of being willing to follow the Lord to death.
Amen. Will you put your neck now into discipleship? Discipleship is a process. And I love that word process. That means in discipleship, you don't arrive there. It's a process. I will make you a process. You submit to a mature believer. See, you will submit to a person who is following Jesus. When you are alone, doing your things alone, walking alone, reading alone, doing everything alone without a guidance, you will not touch the realities. It doesn't mean your disciple knows everything. No. It doesn't mean Mordecai knows everything. No. But until you submit to a mature believer who follows Jesus, you will not come out well. You know, many of you have secrets. Some of you may have secrets that you have kept for long. That is, as you stumble on one preaching somewhere, one teaching somewhere, then say, okay, something you could quickly get if you have a disciple. By explaining the secret, this is my struggle, this is what I'm going through, they give you the solution. Because what you are trying to touch, somebody has touched it. When you are trying to pass, somebody has passed there. As disciples. How many of you know that it was brother Paul that raised Timothy? Eh? How many of you know Paul didn't pray? Go and say, oh Lord, is he my disciple? Go and check it very well. I think it's Acts 19. Paul saw Timothy was in a place and he saw that he was somebody that was well spoken of. The Bible says he was willing for Timothy to follow him. No, there's open to Acts of the Apostles. I want you to see, because some people say, I want to pray about discipleship, if I'm to join you, if I'm to follow you, and all of that. Acts, chapter number 16, from verse 1. Who's reading for me? Can I read?
Debe.
And Lystra.
Behold, a certain disciple was there.
His name is Timothy. Timotheus, yes.
The son of the certain woman. Which was a Jewish. And believed. His father was a Greek. Which was well reported of by the brethren.
The brethren talk so much good about Timothy. Yes.
Would Paul have to go forth with him?
What is that? Him would Paul have to go forth with him. And what? And took and circumcised him. You see that? Was it Timothy that even said, I want to follow you? Him, Paul desired. Timothy, let's go. Once he said, let's go, what did Timothy also did? He forsook all that he had and followed. Please, what was the outcome of Timothy's life? He became a powerful servant of Christ in Ephesus. He became a relevant man through discipleship. All that God had for Timothy, he has put in Paul. And until a Timothy follows Paul, he may not realize what he wants. Because what God is trying to make you, he has put the understanding, the precept, the revelation into someone. You are to follow by releasing your life. And as the man is following Jesus, you are following. The day you start following Jesus, what do? You leave. Because who really is your object of following? Is Jesus that's the reason why you follow that man. And if you want to know if a man is following Jesus, you need to really be a student of your Bible. Is that also? You must be reading the Bible well. I have seen a lot of people, they enter into marriage. This boy dated them, that one dated them. They had sex with them, that one finished with them. Before they could not say, ah, Lord, if they had a discipler, would that have happened? Some people claim their pastor is a disciple. It's a lie. Their pastor is so far from them. And they are so far from their pastor. By divine design, your parents should be your disciple. But is it so today? By design, your parents should be your disciple. But it's a pity. Husband and wife fight. Will they disciple any child? You need disciples. This is your academics. You don't know you need discipleship. Your discipler monitors your academics. He will be asking you, then what are you doing now? How is your life now? How is your spirit? Now, it's in discipleship before you go anywhere, you ask for permission. You know, some of us don't know how to do it. You go anywhere you want to go. In discipleship, if they say sit down, you sit down. No matter the body. I remember when my own disciple would say, don't go. Let me go. But I know discipleship. Until you humble yourself, God can lift you up. Submit. Discipleship is the way. Let me tell you something. When you learn this life, it will be easy for you to pick another ND1 student and say, I will show you this life. In discipleship, you find out that it's a learning of life. Qualities of a true disciple. He or she loves the Lord with all his or her heart, soul and body. Is that true or not? B. Works continuously in humility, willing to learn. If you are not willing to learn, don't enter discipleship. If you feel you know, don't enter discipleship. Have a stable, consistent, quiet time. A disciple must wake up every morning, if you choose the morning hours, and have your quiet time. I'm shocked when you as a disciple does not know how to hear the Lord. Have you seen a disciple that says, I don't know if it's my mind that is speaking, I mean, it's my thought, I don't know. Something Shah told me, he's calling Holy Spirit something. Can your daddy give you school fees? I say, something gave me school fees. So have you paid your school fees? I'm saying, yes, who gave you? Something gave me. Can you call your father something? Some people refer Holy Spirit as Nkonkon Shah and Sokwe. Nkonkon. Holy Spirit became Nkonkon. Why? They have not been trained how to hear. Why are you praying for 3 weeks on a matter? You've not been trained how to hear. Consistent quiet time. Don't joke with your quiet time again, no. If you are going to be a disciple. Not if you want, you need to go hungry. Go hungry for you to have your quiet time. Willing to follow Christ in a man, and the moment he or she notices any perpetual or continuous wrongdoing in his or her disciple, he or she disengages with such a man or woman. Truth. E. Passionate for the advancement of the Great Commission. Every disciple wants to see the gospel. Now, let me tell you something. When I found out that is a pity, quite what level? ND2 to ND1. Good. These are the most important people here. You should be sitting in front. You should be the first to always be here. When you are not passionate to see the gospel spread in Rufus Giwa, is a sign you have lost your understanding of a disciple. You know, we like crowd things. That's not the way of the Bible. The way of the Bible is when she just finds two or three to pour your life. Don't think it is not effective. That's what Jesus did. Regularly shares his or her faith with others, a willing witness, not a psychology witness where you have to, you know, you have to whine him. If you don't preach, your mansion in heaven, it will be built to lean there. You know, they will not really complete it. It's as you are preaching, there'll be many stars on your crown. If until you say those things, don't say, my crown must have star. That's not where why he goes to preach. I think that's a selfish reason to preach. So as he's preaching, turn your back by Jesus. It's a little stuck. Well, I didn't read that in my Bible. Stars around your crown. You know it's not in the Bible. When the Bible talks about crown of righteousness, crown of glory. When you say crown of righteousness, is it on one head? Crown of righteousness, I want to be another crown of glory. Get it. Scripture wasn't talking about some of the way we think. He shares his word. And I like that word, shares his word of faith. I didn't say regularly preach the gospel. It's deliberate. You know why? Your faith is what you should share. It's not a we want to go and preach. You know, according to scripture, there's not supposed to be evangelism unit. Evangelism unit is not scriptural. That's why some people say, our evangelism unit. Listen, I was the evangelism coordinator of my school when I was in Campus Fellowship. So it's okay. We have to manage what we have now until revival comes. But it's not supposed to be. Because evangelism is still supposed to be a unit. Prayer is not a unit. It's only Bible study that is a unit, because Bible says all of us should not be teachers. That can be a unit. But evangelism. It's not a unit. You should share your faith. How many of you know that when we say evangelism, that's when people don't come? Is that not so? Concerts, do they come? Why? Please, I want us to discuss on that in a minute or two. Do they come? Why do they come to concert? What's in concert? They love what? We like what excites the soul, but has no result. We like what excites the soul, but is empty. We like that. But tomorrow, we want to go to Ajemba Adele village. Will you see people? Why? I want evangelism. I want to go back pay. That's wounded us. Amen. So, let's is it willing to die for believing in Christ, if need be. Willing to die. That's a disciple. Begin to ask yourself, are these my characteristics? Genuinely believes that all he has or she has and will have. Read for me, everybody. All he has and will have. So all the thing the person may still have belongs to who? He doesn't struggle to give God anything. Why are we saying this? So that tomorrow you can give lavishly to missions, to the purpose of Christ. I should not see you in the next 5 years, Rose or Fortunate or Stephen, and I say there's a project among the Zambramawa people. That's a people group I just discovered recently. And they need to have Bible translated in their language. Could you help us with 200,000 to help us start the project? And you have 500,000. If I ask you for 200,000, should you give even the 500 or not? It's not a problem to you. You are a disciple. If you are a disciple, should you be struggling about tithes? Tithes is not good. It's not of the law. It's of the law. What is all that? They say give up everything that you have. You don't begin to talk tithes. Because you already are willing to give even all that you have to advance the gospel. And of course, you know, I didn't say that so that you can give me tithes. Principles of discipleship. Please read A.
Discipleship is all about learning the life of Christ, not just about following a man or woman.
So in following, what are you doing? Something must change. If nothing is changing, go away. It's not a, if nothing is changing, go, correct disciple will say, go. Go and find where something will change in your life. If you are not growing your understanding, if you are not finding it now easy to share your faith, by the grace of God, I don't have a problem in sharing my faith. I can pick it anytime, any day, anywhere. You know why? I have this faith. Should it be hard to share what I have? What you are sure about, you are not shy about. Have you seen people speak in tongues and yet they say, let's go and preach, let's go, do you man see me? And he speaks in tongues. That's not baptism. That's not Holy Ghost baptism. That's a ghost, but no Holy Ghost. I don't know the time of ghost, but it's not. It can't be Holy Ghost and you are not sure in preaching the gospel. I beg get the broccoli. I'm sorry, the time has gone. I beg get broccoli. In Tabaradia, Superte, I take on up. They go and preach. You say, woman, just spoke in tongues. Are you getting me? The Bible says, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be. Evangelism is not what you do, it's what you be, it's what you have. You shall be. It's in your Bible. Is that not what is in your Bible? And you shall be my witnesses. The Holy Ghost baptism make you become, not do. Because it is out of what you become, you easily do. Evangelism is no more works, it's a life. Are you following me?
Yes,
so should I meet you now in Cambodia? You have to take and say, Rose, how many people have you shared with? I just kept sharing my faith. You know, you really, you'll be sharing to the point that you can't take count again. Tope, do you mind discussing a crucial matter I feel that you should know? You want to tell me about Jesus? No. I'm not telling you about Jesus. I'm telling you something very important that I discovered. Somebody say, ah, but Boringa, that's a lie. I'm not telling you about the religious Jesus he knows. I'm telling you about something in your life. Somebody asked me, are you a Christian? I said, no. I'm looking at you, a pastor. I said, no. You're a Christian? I said, no. Are you a Muslim? I said, no. Who are you? I said, I'm a disciple. That's not hard that before. I said, I'm a disciple. Sometimes I'm a preacher, I say, I'm not a Christian. Because they expect that anybody that say, I greet you in the name of the Lord, he say what? But Jesus didn't say, go and make Christians. He said, go and make. Who first called us Christians? It's the world that should call us Christians. The Bible says, as the apostles were first called Christians in Antioch. When they saw they were like Christ, it's the world that should say, is he a Christian? It's not me that should say, I'm a Christian. When you with me, Pastor Nimini Church, why are we announcing? Announcing is a sign of emptiness. If it's there, you won't announce. The Lord began to really caution me recently. Say, when somebody asks you, don't quickly want to say, I am a Kenyan girl. What are you saying? Let him discover it. Let him discover it. The Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they said they perceived they had been with Jesus. I love that. I love that. They said these men are unlearned men. They are illiterate. How come they are speaking boldly from scripture? They must have been with that man. So Christianity is about who you are spending time with, not the church you go. You are not following me now. I'm praying that this thing, who share never force give what is a prayer. Share go go and share. Kill me, baby, see me. Kill the people with time. Thank Mary, we kill you. Kill and what? Can take it. Can come judge you because as the key war. To buy an admission. To buy a comeback. That she HND. To buy she HND. If you go back and do your IT somewhere, cannot bear lembe. I'm not following. Don't come back to me and say, Boringa, we really try. After my 1 year, I say, what happened there? I say, well, the Lord just helped. How did he help you? I be want to try. I won't like me. Fair, be later for me. Is that what we want from you? But you tell us and say, God help me to train a man in this way of life. Have you come back with good results? Hope you know when you train that one, you never can tell where it will end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this thing is sweet. It's sweet, honestly. I want you to please spend time studying. And I pray God will help us. Look through all this. I want to stop. But look at B. Discipleship is higher than mentorship. Discipleship is not the same as mentorship. What is mentorship? A mentor, they may not even know you. For example, Brother Billy Akoni is a mentor to me. W.F. Kumui is a mentor to me. But do they know my house? When I'm crying, they cry with me. If I owe school fees, they are around. A discipler cries with you if you are crying. If something is wrong with you, a discipler can rest. I've had to wake up in the night because of disciples. You are sleeping like this. Just say, the disciple just say, I will die, oh, I will die. You should go and call the discipler that he will die. Die again. You can't die. I have to be running there. You will not die in Jesus' name. Discipleship is costly. Eh? If you are a disciple, if you are in that, if you live inside the hole of the floor, what must a disciple do? Must look for you there. But your mentors, you can read their books, but they don't know you. And I see the way some people celebrate mentorship above discipleship. And actually, Satan has brought that. I see some people dress like, like their mentor. And they hype, they are talking like their mentor and they don't have no life. Friends, thank you for your patience. Until the church returns to discipleship, the church has nothing to offer the world. did Jesus spoke to when he said you are the light of the world? Disciples. So Christians are not the light of the world. Oh, you are not with me. Excuse me, if Christians are the light of the world, Rufus Giwa already, how many Christians do we have? I like the way Rose responded. Thomas, how many Christians? Can't suppose 2,000. You know that's a good number. But to say how many Christians? But have we lighted this place enough? Have we lighted this place enough? So Christians are not the light of the world. Disciples are. Stephen, can the Holy Spirit allow this word to stay in your heart? Go and meditate on it. Did anybody ask you to be a pastor? What you are saying? Just carry somebody and say, I will pour the life of Jesus in you. Your disciple does not know everything. He or she is only following Christ. He or she gives you room big enough to learn from others. And disciples are saying, sit down. What are you? Where are you going? To practice in me. That's my disciple. Any disciple that makes you feel, that always make you feel, everything you want to learn is from me. It's not a disciple.
But we guide what you learn.
But we guide what you learn. Thank you, baby. That's powerful. So that you don't go and learn rubbish. You know, some people have learned rubbish. And they have run with rubbish. And their life ended in rubbish. Yes. You must create time to spend time regularly with your disciple. Amen. That one is important. You cannot learn without spending time with him or her. Excuse me. How many people spend time with their pastors? The only time they spend is what? Sunday service. And now we're even having three services. I saw one church like that. I won't mention the name. They have maybe three or four services. And each service is about 1 hour 30 minutes. How many minutes would they have to do praise and worship? Maybe 10, 15. And maybe you've heard me say it before here. A church that I went to, everything was fast. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands. The pastor took care of glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 7 points to making this. 1. Hallelujah. 2. Before you notice it, the next batch is at the door. I said, can we learn Jesus like this? Instead of us to condition our hearts to Christ, we condition men to fit the pattern of the world. We say they are businessmen. Can't be businesses wait because we are having time with Jesus. Is that not what Jesus told Martha? You are too careful about many things. Mary is sitting down here to learn. It's almost like Martha is saying, Mary, lojoko sibi me. Yes, I go kwa ro mi lowo. Tantori tamoche shiche no. What are you teaching? Tojoko kile nko. I told Jesus, and honestly, all I think Martha was cooking for Jesus and his disciples. Can she be opaje suni? My master is dead even to food. My master will prefer that girl should sit down and learn life. When she is done, she can go and arrange food. Not food first, before the life. Jesus, I want to follow Jesus. So I have a lot to learn from him. Imagine, we are coming from a journey. Is it wrong for us to enter your house, Rose, and quickly run to the kitchen and do a mala for us? But it's the burden I carry in my heart. I say, sit down first. And they say, let's quickly go. No, they say, sit down first. They say, matter. And we can push hunger aside. Kule, and first of all, ask you to report for life first. That man has conquered his stomach. Have you conquered your stomach? An hungry man is an angry man. Is that in the Bible? Sometimes the Spirit of God used to deal with me on that. Is that in the Bible? How can hunger dictate your anger? Jesus was angry against sin, not at Eba. Amen. When you see somebody, when they greet him, say, "Ekpele, modaino na." He say, "Modaino, modaino, kito tun," because he's hungry. Create time. Go and visit your disciples. Spend time. Amen. And you see, you don't learn his teachings, you learn life. Impact life. Teachings can be done in the classroom. Life is done in the context of living. Can I be angry in this class if I'm your disciple, for example? Can I? No, I'm preaching. Is that all? No, that preaching you pretend if you're not careful. But if both of us are going now and want to buy Bali, you know that's not preaching. You know that's life. You will pick life on the normal day activities. Who is your disciple as a lady? Don't freelance about. Amen. Do things for and with your disciple. Yes, as service. Be open to him or her. No secret of your life should be hidden. Don't choose what to tell him or her. Amen. Some of you are good secret keeper, not in discipleship. You know, some of you have this, there's something you tell your disciple. There are others you will not tell him. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Why did you submit to discipleship? Is it not so that your life can be helped? Should you now choose what to tell him? Should you choose what to tell her? No. When you do that, you cannot be truly helped. Truly honor your disciple. As you do this from your heart, you honor Christ, who places him or her over you. The moment you are not seeing Christ in your disciple on a continual basis, leave that discipleship when? I said when. And that with all humility. Finally, a single brother cannot disciple you as a lady. Amen. Hey. When a brother is not married, cannot disciple you. You know there are some brothers that they are having daughters all around. And when it's son, they don't have sons, it's daughters. Sarah, okay? You want to marry me? Okay, Tuesday, ba? Alright, is she? Came in all the time is daughters. No brother. You know, how many of you know that there are some brothers that when they are counseling sisters, they will spend more time. If it's a brother, it's 5 minutes. Five minutes, no more. Brother, I've told you this thing before. This is the principle of this is the principle of the word of God. Check through the whole of Acts chapter 4 to 7. We need long assignment. Summarize it, conclude it. But if it is sister, tell me. Let's pray. I feel this thing that you are talking about. Just pray. Phone be ringing. Claiming to be in the spirit to receive something for Kemi that he did not do for Kunle. That disciple will soon die. How many of you know that some presidents have caught in this thing? All the people he has is sisters. And you know sisters can waste your time if you're not careful. Before they talk, it takes time. That's sorrow. Amen. You will first of all use 15 minutes to build Vashifes up. If she now finally agrees to say it, you will now spend another 15 minutes. The story will be linking to story. You don't know? That's how ladies try to talk everything. By the time you finish, you have spent more time with her. And by the time you now find out, the issue she was discussing is just one issue. If that's what you want to be doing as a brother, you may be dissipating gradually. A single brother. Many singles have had sex with so-called disciples, and they wounded their life and ministry just because they were not listening to this thing. Get your fresh on my one. Hand that over. Everybody say that word, under over.
Under.
You are not Jesus who died for our sin. Amen.
Amen.
One lady told me one time, she said, "Sir, Father, I'm even happy you know you are around now. I just want us to pray together. And then in a VG." I said, "Eh?" V what? I don't come. No, I was even married though. I could just pray, sir. No, alright, you need attention. You know what I said, man? Try ever my budget. No budget point, you know, my budget. I can't be wanting to help you and keep myself in the process. Are you an angel? Oh, you are one. Yeah. So people are acting as if Jesus Christ Oluwawa, even our own master. Have you ever read in your Bible? O si she, nigbati Jesus ati Mary Magdalene si koja si apa keji ni oru won si wa papo. Have you read it in your Bible? Is it in your own Bible? If your own master doesn't spend time with females, it's you who has confidence to spend time with them. Have you read it in your Bible? And it came to pass, while the anointing descended upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that he spent more time with Mary, praying all night. It's in your Bible. The all night of Jesus, what was he doing? Alone! How many brothers are doing all night prayer with sisters? Your own master did not do it. Creator of heaven and earth did not do it. You were a creator. Wants to do it. And think Satan cannot outsmart you. You are joking. You see, the Holy Spirit used to tell me, don't deceive yourself. That you have worked with me for 20 years is not a reason to be careless. I remind myself all the time. All the time. I don't need you to remind me. Discipleship has boundaries. Say after me. Discipleship
has boundaries.
And a single sister should not disciple you as a brother. You two should not disciple a brother. If you, I remember, there's a situation of somebody trying to disciple a brother, and the brother will not want anybody again than that sister. I just say, Jesus, you tell a sister, I want to hand you over to our dear sister. Say, ah, sir, eh? Oh, tell Jesus money, eh? So I tell me lo fe ki ma disciple eh Jesus ko lo n tele mo yen o fe fe oko niyan. Hallelujah. May we not scatter this move of God. This is how, let me tell you, this is how the move of God have scattered. I read the revival of the Civil War. I was in tears in my heart when I heard powerful move of God. Young brothers who enter a village. And Satan seems to be quaking when they come. Why? The power of humility. They submitted under a disciple. Power of humility. Power of holiness. If they enter a village, it's as if Babalawo village is war. When you read the revival of that time, the glory was too much. But what began to happen? The brothers began to feel that they can, you know, they can disciple anybody. They can be spend time with anybody. They began to enter into fornication, and what was great died. We have lost revival because men were careless with the opposite sex. You look, Satan has not changed strategy, Stephen. That you have lived all your life without fornication, impurity, is not a reason to be careless tomorrow. Until you die, Satan will not leave you alone. Until you leave your heart. Because fornication is a potent weapon in his hand. Whether in your heart or by act, is the two. You can fornicate in your heart or by the act, is the two. And you know, heaven sees your heart even more stronger than the act. And before anybody first of all fall physically to fornication, he has first fallen in his hands. And you as a sister, don't be driven by your emotion. You are not a slave of your emotion. Amen. Let me stop there. Kill it, professor or tone. Shall pray for me. Can't you talk straight? That's why you must be discipled. Learn how to talk straight. Okay. There are some ladies that when you want to do, they will do like this. Why are you scratching your head that is not scratching you? Maybe you got this attitude from the serpent. A lot of ladies need discipleship. And that's why God needs to raise more women with disciple daughters. Even that the Mordecai, was he a single man? Though we hear that Mordecai discipled Esther, but I knew it was not outside the wife. Hope you know that at context of the ladies' issue, that Esther picked from mommy, not from daddy Mordecai. Bible may be silent on that, but that's the reality. We want to pray. And your prayer is so simple. I want you to decide. Are you ready to forsake all to enter into this? I understand those of you in ND2. How I wish before you step out. You are stepping out now in the next 3-4 weeks now. I wish you will have caught something for life and living. And I wish nobody will force you to say, Esa, I want to be a disciple. Always bow the lights.